From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Authorities in the Dominican Republic make the biggest drug bust ever as more than 1,000 kilos of cocaine is seized. Former US President Jimmy Carter on a mission to Haiti to steer the electoral process back on track. And the head of the Caribbean Association of Industry and Commerce, Pat Thompson, looks forward to increased Canadian investment in the region. I'm Pat Whitehorn and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Dominican Republic authorities have seized 1,389 kilos of cocaine, the largest drug bust in the country's history. The operation began on September the 3rd, after the Dominican Drug Enforcement Agency received a tip from abroad. But the bust was only made public yesterday in order to arrest as many ring members as possible, reports Jean-Michel Carrois in Santo Domingo.
So far, 17 people are under arrest, most of them from Venezuela and the Dominican Republic. The Dominican police is looking for Omar Franco, a Colombian who is believed to be the head of the drug ring. The drug had been sent to the Dominican Republic from Colombia aboard a Venezuelan ship, Semsa Dos. The crew anchored the ship in front of Boca Chica, a popular resort 20 miles south of Santo Domingo. Small fishermen boats were sent to recover the drug. One of these boats capsized and part of the drug was found in the sea in metal boxes. The rest of the cocaine eventually reached the mainland, but was quickly intercepted by Dominican agents.